Well, we've mentioned LinkedIn a few times on this podcast because let's not forget, you know, doing a great presentation, doing a better presentation is not always about being a keynote speaker. It's often about the way you present yourself when people see you in any circumstance. And that includes things like LinkedIn. And I've got a great guest on this week's show who's going to share with you some top ideas, particularly around using video and LinkedIn. Are you using video? You will be after listening to this episode. Hey everybody, welcome. This is the Better Presentations, More Sales podcast. We're up to episode number 303. So if you've just joined the podcast for the first time, welcome. Where have you been? Now, if you do join the podcast for the first time, my advice is if you want to listen to other episodes, work your way through the list. It's like a library. You can go down on your phone, you can see all the previous episodes, and you can pick and choose the ones you need to listen to because they're all independent. They don't follow on. This is not like a TV series where the plot thickens each episode or anything like that. And of course, if you do like the episode, then do please share it. Even if you share it with one person, that would be great. And if you leave a review and a rating, that would be fantastic. So to do that, find the show on your phone. If you're using your phone, most people do to listen to it. Scroll down and you'll see some of the previous episodes, and then you'll get to a point where you can leave a rating and a review. That would be fantastic. So thank you very much for that. And don't forget, you know, if you want any help with your presentations or indeed your sales pitches, particularly if you've got a key one coming up, then that's the service that I work with a lot of people on. It's becoming more and more popular. We do a 45, 50-minute call on Zoom, and we just go through your key presentation or pitch, and I'll be your coach, I'll be your audience, I'll be your challenger particularly, and I'll help you give you the confidence, and I'll test the water with you and make sure that if I was, you know, your audience, your potential investor, your potential customer, I'll give you a hard time, there's no doubt about that, but it'd be better that I give you a hard time than the person I'm receiving your presentation does. So I'll help you deliver that winning, that confident, that successful pitch or presentation. So go to my website, trevorjlee.com, and you can book in a free 15, 20-minute call, Zoom call with me to talk about what you might need, and then you can decide if I'm the best person to work with, and I can decide whether I can help you or not. So there we go. Right, so on this week's show, we have Donald C. Kelly. Now, Donald is great. This episode went in a flash, okay, because I always say to people, we've got about 20 minutes to record, and bang, it just suddenly happened. But Donald is the sales evangelist, and he's going to give you some great tips on LinkedIn and how to use video on LinkedIn. He's also going to reveal a new thing that is happening on LinkedIn you may not be aware of to do with video. And we also talk briefly about sales training as well and the benefits of having all these different ways you can learn if you're a business or a company or whatever it might be or for your team on sales training. So it's a great episode. I really, really enjoyed talking to Donald. And yeah, and as you'll see, when you get to the end, Donald's got a challenge for you as well. So anyway, enjoy this episode and be ready to transform the way you view LinkedIn and your LinkedIn profile and use it to make sure that you use it as a sales tool that can really be, as he describes it in this episode, as a goldmine. Right, let's go over and say hello to Donald. So Donald, hey, great to have you on the show. Thanks very much for coming along.
Well, Trevor, thank you for having me. I appreciate this a lot because, you know, as a podcaster, I know it's kind of tough to be able to select good guests and being willing to let people come through your community. And I'm grateful that you and that I made the cut and decided to have me. Thank you.
Well, yeah, it is hard, actually, sometimes say no to people. But as you well know, it's the only way you can do this. So Donald, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to.
Yeah, so I run an organization called the Sales Evangelist and a podcast production company called TSE Studios. And in 2012, I started a podcast just to share sales tips that was working and helping other sales professionals. It grew where I started having people hit me up to coach them, and I had speaking gigs and consulting opportunities, and it developed into a thriving business. And, you know, it just continued to progress. And one of our clients eventually came to us and said, I saw what you did with podcasting in your business. Can you do that for us? And long story short, we started producing his show. And then the second part, our creative side of our business developed where we create content for brands. But essentially, mostly the main core of our business, the Sales Evangelist, is teaching people how to grab attention, presenting themselves, presenting their company, presenting their value proposition, and to help them stand out against the sea of noise that's out there. And for every sales professional that may be, or entrepreneur, how do I grab prospects' attention? And that's essentially what our specialty is.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right there, isn't it? It's so hard these days, isn't it? There's so many things coming in. There's so many people, you know, to stand out from the crowd and grab attention. It must be pretty tricky. Now, I know that one of the things you specialize in is the is LinkedIn. And we've had a couple of, you know, episodes in the last 12 months or so about LinkedIn. So I use LinkedIn quite a lot, Donald. I'm never very sure whether I'm grabbing people's attention. I'm trying to do video, I'm promoting podcasts, but I don't know. I mean, I get a few odd comments and things like that. So tell us about LinkedIn. And I mean, is LinkedIn any good?
Very good question. And the answer that I would give is a resounding yes. And I do need to give a caveat. LinkedIn does sponsor my podcast, and I'm an influencer with them. But besides all of that, just please take my information from somebody that was a practitioner that led to this point where LinkedIn decided to sponsor my podcast, because I use the platform so much and so well. Now, the key that I found is that LinkedIn is a gold mine. If you're a business owner, if you're in sales, it's critical. It's absolutely amazing and critical. And here's the reason why, because it's a gathering hole. It's where everyone that is in professional world are coming together. And I saw this my wife and I were watching a show. It was Eddie Murphy Christmas movie, the new one that came out on Amazon, and he had lost his job or was on the verge of losing his job. And you could tell how company, you know, a business have made it. Obviously, LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft now, and it's more into the zeitgeist. But his wife said to him in a scene in that movie, she said, "Well, now it's probably time for you to update your LinkedIn profile." Like it wasn't like, "Hey, now let's go update your resume." It's like, "Now let's update your LinkedIn profile." And I was like, "Oh my goodness!" Like, if you think about that, LinkedIn has made it to that level where it's in that mainstream media, so to speak. So yes. And if that's the case, a lot of people are using the platform. So it's absolutely critical. It's absolutely vital. And worst case scenario, it's a great way for you to build a personal brand, because no matter where you work, you're going to need that personal brand at some point, whether it's to find a new job or to be able to get more attention and promotion. LinkedIn is an absolute vital piece of that. So
oh, well, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, this podcast is called Better Presentations. And, of course, a lot of people think that's standing up doing a keynote. But actually, it's everything you present yourself with, which is what you articulated earlier. So including being on LinkedIn. So what are the general things that people on average could do a lot better on LinkedIn, Donald?
Yeah, I think one of the easiest components that you can do to present yourself is just to make sure that your profile sells for you. And I'm probably sure you talk about that a lot. But one easy one, and then I'll go into some, we can go to some more tactical things, is the banner. Like, you think about this, LinkedIn gave you free real estate. They're like, here's a billboard, use it. But most people don't have a billboard behind that, use that banner at the top. And if they do, they have some silly stuff that doesn't make sense. That banner should be able to tell somebody within seconds who you are and how you could potentially serve them or help others or who you serve. So something to the nature like mine, I help B2B sales professionals close twice as many deals. 3 to 5x their sales pipeline and close twice as many deals. They know exactly who it serves and how we go and what we do for them. The how comes back into them getting intrigued. Well, I want to know how he does that. That may prompt them to go to my website or to connect further with me or to send that connection request or to look more at my profile. But each of those becomes triggers where I can see who's viewing my profile or if they click and go back to my website. So that's the easiest piece. And you could use Canva. Just go on Canva and search LinkedIn banner and it'll give you hundreds, maybe even thousands of examples of templates. You could just adjust it, but make the wording, the whatever your message is, big and bold, and don't make it something vague like "we help you to be happy." Like, that doesn't make sense. And if you're a marketing company, maybe you just, you know, yeah, you make them happy, but how do you do that? We take away CRM problems so you can be happy. Well, great, tell us who that is, and you know, or we help CMOs take away CRM problems and make them happy. Wonderful. But use that banner. So that's one thing I would say people can use right off the bat to stand out.
Great stuff. Well, because I'm looking on my other screen at your LinkedIn profile, and you've got a very
gosh.
well, you've just got to make sure that what you're saying is what you're doing, you know. So But no, your banner definitely stands out. So that's fantastic. Now, one of the things, of course, that we've noticed on LinkedIn is a bit of a growth in video content. So, I mean, I haven't got any figures, but I'm sure you might have an idea. But I suspect a lot of people aren't using video, or maybe they're not using it very well. So how important is video content right now, Donald? And is it going to get more important? And how do we... Oh, he's waiting to go here now. And how do we kind of get better at it?
This is hot off the press. Some people have it and some people don't, but I have the beta. If you look at the bottom of your phone right now, if you have a LinkedIn, go into app, open up the app, and at the bottom left-hand corner, you should see the home button, but you should also see video if you're part of the beta. And what that means, LinkedIn is doing video. They saw what TikTok did, and then Instagram borrowed that. Instagram, YouTube saw what happened with TikTok and Instagram, so they borrowed that. And LinkedIn now, the late is always the lagger, but it's coming into the play. B2B tends to be a little bit slower, but LinkedIn now with that feature, it's just like if you're on TikTok or if you're on Instagram and you're going through the reels or on shorts on YouTube. It has a bunch of videos back to back, and these are videos that people are posting. So when you ask this question, where's video going? Is this something? And the answer is resounding yes. I mean, I'm literally telling you, this has been like 2 weeks old that they've been doing this, maybe 3 weeks.
Right.
So yes, it's important. So because why? Because it just goes back to the nature. We like convenience, for goodness sakes. I want my food done quick. I mean, I get food delivered to my house. I can get groceries delivered to my house. I get all this stuff. I like the convenience. So when it comes towards video, you can write something out, of course, and explain that. But if you can make it sound, give me that information in like 10 to 15 seconds, 20 seconds, I can then see you as an expert. And that's going to prompt me to go back to your profile and look at you. And video is one of those great ways to do so. So that's one means how LinkedIn is doing it. So that's going to roll out eventually to everyone, I imagine. But right now it's in beta. The second thing is that you could also use LinkedIn. Everyone can do this on their mobile app on LinkedIn. When you connect with somebody, so just understand this again, understand human nature and understand business. If TikTok took off with videos, if YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world, if Instagram changed their whole thing from focusing on just nice pictures to videos, you can kind of see what's trending. And if LinkedIn came out of nowhere to do videos, videos must be something that's working. So don't try to reinvent the freaking wheel. Just follow. So when it comes towards connecting with people, yes, I can connect with Trevor and I can say, hi, Trevor, in a text message on LinkedIn and do that. But wouldn't it be so much better if this is what people want? If all the big companies in the world are doing it, what if I send you a personalized video on LinkedIn to say, hey, Trevor, I saw that. Thanks so much for connecting with me. Hope life is going pretty well down there in southern England. By the way, I noticed on LinkedIn that you're a cricket fan. Grew up in Jamaica, did some, you know, played crickets, but not as great. Would love to get some tips from you. Can't wait to learn more. But now I just connected with you and did that personalized video. You are going to respond because you're going to say, this person presented themselves to me and I can, you know, your genuine connection. I'm not pitching or sending you anything, but I absolutely guarantee you're going to break through. I'm going to break through the noise because you're going to probably get 10 messages today and none of them, only one is going to have the video and the rest of them are going to be somebody telling you how they can help you to get more leads or join their coaching program or some garbage like that. But if you do want to break through the noise, connect with human beings, follow where the puck is, you know, where the puck is going and do those things. So those are two different ways that you can utilize video. Oh, you got me excited. You started me up, Trevor. You got me started.
Now I've just checked my phone, Donald. And I've got the same five things at the bottom that I had, you know, several weeks ago and the homepage of my network, you know, so I haven't got the video link, but you can, of course, I have posted through my phone, just clicking on post. And then here we go. We're going to see it now. There we go. Oh, I can't quite pick it up.
See you. Oh, it's hard to pick it up, but right here.
Oh, yes, the second button in. Yeah, button. Yeah. There we go. Right, we'll look out for that. And just to clarify that second point that you made, you're talking about when I get a message on LinkedIn or a connection request or whatever it might be, you can reply to that in a video way much more effectively or memorably than just typing out the stuff.
Yeah, in order to be successful, do the opposite. If you click on, everyone could do that one. If you open up your phone as you guys are listening to this podcast and watching wherever, if you open up your phone to the, if you have an Android or Apple device, open up the message. You can even connect with me and then send me the first message to test it out. I'm Donald C. Kelly on LinkedIn. But I'll accept your connection request. But then when the person accepts it, you have to be connected with them to send that message, to send the video.
Okay. Well,
then what will happen at the bottom left-hand corner of that of your the message, there'll be a paperclip. In the Android device, it maybe says attachment or some other indication. But if you click on that, it will say take a video or take a picture, and you take that video. Now, the reason why it's important to do it with the app is that it's natively built in. So LinkedIn has given you a tool to be able to record inside of their application. If you use other other tools, you will need to upload, and it will look very spammy. Right. Or it will give you a link to go somewhere else. So if I have a video from, like, I use BombBomb or some of these other tools, usually you click on that, it's not going to be embedded in the message like LinkedIn messages would be. It would be that I have to click on that and it opens up a new window to see that video. And I want to make sure I use a native component to be able to keep that conversation inside of LinkedIn. It makes it less likely that they'll think it's spam.
And if we're talking about 20 seconds, Donald, how important is things like your background, the quality of the audio? I mean, do you just go for it, or would you make a few notes first and think about what you're going to say, or is that in danger of sounding too scripted?
It has a borderline capability, depending on what I'm doing. For me, what I have done, it provides a little bit. I mean, again, I don't want to have my, maybe not the dirty house in the background. That's too authentic there. Or dirty dishes. But what would make it more, what I have done is, like, when I got back from a run, I wasn't all clean. I had a great inspiration to send a message to someone, and I sent a message to that person. They responded because it was just authentic. When I go out for some walks, or if I'm at the office and I'm just sending a message, walking around, I need to send something really quick. It makes it a little bit more authentic that way. But if there's something that I'm trying to present, or if I want to, you know, maybe if I'm trying to get a job with this company, I may necessarily would like to look a little bit better. So it depends on your audience, what you're trying to go about accomplishing. But for the most part, when I'm just accepting a connection request to someone, I'm probably in my office and I just use my video. You do want to make sure you have some good lighting and some of the basic things that you will do. Like, you know, I have lights in front of me, but usually I have some big bay windows that I'll just stand in front of the window close to it, and I can get the natural light that helps to make me look a little bit more presentable. dark room without good lighting wouldn't work too well.
and Donald, you do quite a lot of work with salespeople through kind of sales training and coaching and all that sort of stuff. So does LinkedIn play a part in that? Do you teach them, encourage them to use it as a sales tool?
Yeah, remarkably, there are a lot of people who don't, and it's fascinating. And here's the reason why that we've come to learn. LinkedIn, when it first started, they were considered a professional network, how to distinguish themselves. So when you hear professional, you start to think, well, I need to make sure I am professional. I need to look professional. I need to sound professional. Well, I don't want to say anything on LinkedIn that doesn't come across as professional. Because of that, people are apprehensive to post. I mean, LinkedIn has over 1 billion users. That's with a B. And only about about 500 million of those are active monthly. And if that's the case, though, the numbers are just, like, really bonkers. Only less than 5% of those people are posting any type of content on a platform, much less video. I imagine that's probably in that 1% or sub 1% of people who are posting videos. So when you think about this, there's a huge opportunity to stand out. And sales professionals, we can make the cold calls all we want. And I'm a big fan of cold outreach and cold calling. It's important that you do it effectively. People are more likely to answer when they have some kind of an association with you, or some kind of POR, or we call it point of reference to you already. The other component is important and vital is HubSpot CEO shared at their inbound conference last year that 44%, this is 44% of executives say that they discovered new offerings and new solutions through social media. 44% of executives. Wow. So this is telling me that executives are on the LinkedIn, on a platform. And if you're trying to break through the noise and to connect with those individuals, it's important that you share things that's going to be succinct in your message, and you could present that in format and video. So I strongly and I highly and I plead and beg with sales professionals to do this. And the other component with that is that email now has become like the junk pile. Like most of us see it as the junk mail. And I'm being straight up with you, when I go through my email, I look at people to delete first before I see friends and people. Like if I look at my email right now, I see some folks that I know, okay, I'm going to respond to those later. But then I see one that I can delete. I don't know which one this is. It looks like garbage. I'm going to go ahead and delete that because I want to get those out of the way so I can take the time, my time, and respond to the people that I do know or have some kind of reference to. So if this is the case, get that connection, break through the noise on LinkedIn, grab their attention. Once you grab their attention, start the engagement, and then transition that to email. And that makes it so much more effective. And I've seen that time and time again. I've had people who engage with me on LinkedIn. I send them an email, and then they reply to that email on LinkedIn. They might say, Donald, got your email. Yes, I'm interested in this. Let's schedule a time to talk. Because you now, that's officially like you've omni-channel at this point. From that,
I'm still amazed, Donald. Talking about email, how many people still send out emails, you know, on speculative sales calls, and it's hard to work out who they are and what company they're from. They just sign it, you know, Trevor at the bottom. Where do you come from? You know, I just assume it's spam and delete it. You know, so they've got no chance of doing that at all. So we just touched upon sales training, and I just want to kind of get towards the end of this recording, Donald. Just pick up a little bit on sales training because. Sure. Yeah, I know in the preamble there was some mention of, you know, you talked about the growth of online courses. Is that a big factor in sales training these days? Are online courses more and more prevalent?
Yeah, because there's so much. Let me give you an example. I'm working with a company right now, and they are going up looking at several of us, and one of the companies proposing to bring in to have this firm bring in all 30 of their sales reps into one location to do a 1-day training.
Wow,
that's costly for a company. You think $500 a head for a ticket, or $300 a head? You can put a hotel on that, so $500-$600 times 30. That's just on the travel, not to mention the training they're going to do. But when they can have something like a virtual training for their team where it's an interactive, and what we've discovered is if we can do in person, assuming you give them access to online or on-demand content, as well as to couple that with live training with somebody weekly, over the course of weeks, this person is able to build habits and to be able to learn and consume more information rather than a fly-by-night, 1-day training that that causes them to miss forget the vital information before they get on a plane to get back home. So we see an uptick in that. And in this many different genre, not just in sales training, we see this in like online business coaches, see this in healthcare. We see this in so many different fields where people are taking advantage of tools and opportunities through programs like online courses and online training for their staff and for as individual consumers. So yeah, it's definitely on the rise, and I think it's just a new norm. People are so much more equipped to doing things on their own, and it makes it so much more efficient, and especially the on-demand content allow them to consume it whenever and wherever they want, and it allows for them to go back in it. 1-day training, I might miss some stuff, and I can't rewind and see what that's there unless they recorded it. But the cost and the retention of information and the feasibility is causing, for especially in our world, for that increase in that virtual or digital course trainings.
Well, you know, because I think I've been in the business world for about 100 years, and I think it's a very exciting. I think it's a very exciting time because, you know, I still think I'm learning something. I've learned something in the last 20 minutes talking to you, quite a lot of things. And I think the great thing about it now is there are so many learning opportunities. And my view is that if you want to be successful, you've got to grasp the learning opportunities, whether it means listening to podcasts, your podcast, other online courses, or you just sit back. And you just trundle along because you think you know it all, and eventually you'll get swamped up. So now, Donald, I'm going to ask you for a couple of top tips to finish this off in a second, but how do people find out more about you and what you're up to? Where would you like them to go to?
Yeah, the easiest place is go to LinkedIn, Donald C. Kelly. Connect with me there. You can follow, but if you go see him next to my name, you see the follow button, go all the way over. There's three dots. Click on that, and it will say connect. Connect with me and send me a personal message and tell me that you heard me on Trevor's podcast. or you can go to thesalesevangelist.com, and at the bottom of the page, we have a free download guiding people how to utilize LinkedIn a little bit more to grab attention and book appointments. So you can do either one of those, and it would be a great way to connect with me.
Great
Donald
stuff.
Donald C. Kelly great on LinkedIn stuff. Or thesalesevangelist.com.
And when you do connect with Donald, send him a video message as well. So that means you were listening to this as well. Now, a couple of top tips, Donald. What should people do right away that based on what you've told them today?
The biggest thing I would tell you is to go and update your LinkedIn banner if you don't have one. If you have one and you don't have a succinct message of who you serve and what you do for them, go ahead and fix that. Go to canva.com. I don't get any promo from them, but it's a free tool and they have paid versions, but you can use that to create the banner. The second thing that I would tell you is to start sharing content. Even if it's a simple little video, even if you're not, it's not of you, but resharing a video. I want you to start sharing stuff on the platform so your ideal customers could see the information you share and see you as that authority figure. And perhaps you could be a part of that customer, the vendors that are being discovered by the 44% of executives.
Donald, that's fantastic. So listeners, if you know, one thing you need to do, as soon as you stop listening to this, go and check your LinkedIn profile. Do as Donald says. Get it sorted. Use it as a sales tool. Donald, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing some amazing thoughts and insights.
Well, thank you for having me. And I would just tell your audience, if they haven't done so already, this podcast is amazing. Just Trevor probably would tell you to do it, but please take the link to this podcast. You know one friend or somebody out there that could benefit from it. He has loads of great episodes, and all you got to do is just help share that. He's not asking for money. Just please get the word out there with that. It can change their lives.
Thank you very much, Donald. That's great. Thank you very much indeed. Hey, everybody. Another great episode. I'm so lucky on this podcast. You know, when I get lots of people who want to come on this podcast, I have to say, and I do try and choose them so that I think they'll be of great value to you, the listener, and to me, because I learn loads as well. So some great stuff from Donald. And, you know, those two things he suggested you do. So as soon as you stop listening to this, you might even be doing it while you're listening to this. And that is go and update your LinkedIn banner, use Canva if need be, and start sharing some content either that you've created or somebody else has created. So huge thanks to Donald for coming on. Don't forget, you know, he's asking you, connect with him on LinkedIn, and once you're connected, send him a video message. He will be mightily impressed if you do that, and it'll give you a chance to try that out and show, and you know, for you to see just how well that works. And you can do that even though you haven't maybe got that little button on your phone yet that he has been talking about on the podcast, which will be coming your way soon. Now, if you like the show, as I mentioned in the intro, please leave a review and a rating. Please share. Please comment on LinkedIn, whatever you want to do. That would be fantastic. And if you need any help with your key presentation or sales pitch, then do get in touch. Go to my website, trevorjlee.com, and book one of those 15-minute free Zoom calls with me, and we can have a chat about whether I'm the right person to help you, and indeed, what help you think you need. So there we go, folks. I've got some more great guests lined up for you coming your way every Monday. So I'll see you on the next show. Thanks for listening. Cheers for now.